Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and comedy fan. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today, in 2006, the mockumentary Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan premiered at the Toronto Film Festival. The film, known as Borat, stars Sacha Baron Cohen and was directed by Larry Charles. Baron Cohen plays the title character, Borat Sagdayev, a Kazakhstani journalist who is traveling through the United States to interview average Americans. Though the journalist Borat plays is a fictional character, many of the interactions he has displayed in vignettes throughout the film are real conversations Baron Cohen had with ordinary Americans. These interviewees genuinely believed that Baron Cohen had little understanding of English and American customs, while in actuality, he is fluent in both English language and American culture. The character is based on Baron Cohen's character from The Ali G Show, and the character was a cameo in one film prior to the Borat release. The sequel to Borat, Borat, subsequent movie film, was released in 2020. The film's plot involves Borat's misadventures in Middle America as he tries to travel to California to seduce Pamela Anderson. The film was widely released in November of 2006 by 20th Century Fox. It was immensely popular, both with critics and the general public. It earned $262 million worldwide, while only taking $18 million to make. Sacha Baron Cohen won the Golden Globe for Best Actor in Musical or Comedy. It was nominated for the Academy Award and Writers Guild of America Award for Best Adapted Screenplay. The success of the film was not without its challenges. Some of the people who were interviewed for the film expressed displeasure at their footage being used in ways that were not properly represented when they were being filmed. It was also banned in nearly every Middle Eastern country. The government of Kazakhstan denounced Borat, took down the promotional website for the film, and launched a million-dollar campaign, Heart of Eurasia, to combat the Borat effect. A news producer in Jackson, Mississippi, wrote a letter to Newsweek stating that Borat's interruption of her news program had gotten her fired. A producer of the rodeo that Borat disrupted, resulting in one of the most well-known scenes in the film, said that he felt he had been the victim of a hoax. Some participants even took legal action against the production. The villagers of Glod, Romania, sued the producers of Borat for portraying them as incestuous and ignorant, and claimed they were lied to about the nature of the film. They were also vastly underpaid for their participation. They ended up suing for $38 million in damages. Unfortunately for the villagers, the lawsuits were dropped for vague accusations and insufficient evidence. Additional lawsuits were filed by two fraternity brothers, a Romanian singer, a high school math teacher, and several other average citizens. The Russian singer was eventually paid for the use of one of her songs, but all the other suits were dismissed. Other participants in the film were happy about their inclusion and loved the final product. A Jewish couple who run a guest house at which Borat stayed called the film outstanding and said that Baron Cohen was lovely, polite, and a genius. The New York Post reported that Pamela Anderson liked her role in the film so much that she filed for divorce from Kid Rock after they watched a screening, and he said he didn't like it. With such a wacky film, there's some crazy facts behind how it came to be. Sacha Baron Cohen met the doctor who went on to inspire the character of Borat while on vacation in southern Russia. The doctor was just a normal guy, but he was so funny that Baron Cohen was inspired to make a character based on him. Though Baron Cohen himself is a genius comedic writer, he didn't do the script for Borat on his own. Uncredited writers include comedic mainstays Seth Rogen and Patton Oswalt. When Baron Cohen was filming, he would stay in character as Borat for the entire day, whether or not he was on camera. He was nearly arrested in New York after trying to rent a hotel room with his underwear worn over his pants. The sequel to Borat, Borat, subsequent movie film, generated political controversies of its own. Former President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was tricked into appearing in a scene in the film. An actress impersonates a television reporter and asks to continue an interview in Giuliani's hotel room, where he begins partially undressing. Here, Borat bursts into the room. Giuliani claimed he was just tucking in his shirt after taking off his recording equipment. This kerfuffle, added to the already tumultuous 2020 election season between the teams of former President Trump and now President Biden. Whether you love or hate the crass satire of Borat, there's no denying the films have had a huge impact on American culture. Now, let's talk about music.
Hey, what's up? I'm Carol Addis, and today's September 7th, 2021. On September 7th in 2019, I was actually in a small town in Italy called Todi at a songwriting camp, and a bunch of artists and producers and writers from around the world came to this camp, and we made music and dance and became like a family. And I met a girl there who sort of flipped my life around. I had a boyfriend back at home, and all of a sudden I was like, whoa, am I gay? Am I gay? I was 23 and I was like, how have I not figured this out yet? And she left to go back to the country where she was from, and I went back to America. And as you can imagine, it was a big mess that followed. And I wrote about it and processed it in my music and on my EP that's coming out, but kind of flipped my whole life around, as love does. Crazy that that was 2 years ago.
Now, for our final segment of today's show, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a September 7th in my life. On September 7th, 2020, I went and I bought stamps. I ordered myself frog stamps and some holographic stamps, and they're so cute. And I was trying to support USPS because, you know, you gotta support USPS, support your USPS workers. And I bought stamps, and they're so cute. I do not like going to the post office in person, if I'm being completely honest. It is a nightmare every single time, but I will buy stamps from USPS when I can, because they are so cute. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.